崇明区2017年初三英语期末试卷六。
Part 1. 1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Look, they are raising money for charity.
Look, they are raising money for charity.
2. The Spring Festival is a traditional festival for Chinese people.
The Spring Festival is a traditional festival for Chinese people.
3. Ben is good at swimming. He goes swimming at the pool twice a week.
Ben is good at swimming. He goes swimming at the pool twice a week.
4.Many students in my class have studied painting before.
Many students in my class have studied painting before.
5. Shall we go fishing this Saturday if it is fine?
Shall we go fishing this Saturday if it is fine?
6. This time next year, I'll be traveling in London with my friends.
This time next year, I'll be traveling in London with my friends.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Hi, Mary. I hear you're going to Suzhou for a school visit. Is that true?
Yes.
When will you go there? On Tuesday or on Wednesday?
We'll go there on Thursday and come back on Friday.
Question. When will Mary go to Suzhou?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Mary. I hear you're going to Suzhou for a school visit. Is that true?
Yes.
When will you go there? On Tuesday or on Wednesday?
We'll go there on Thursday and come back on Friday.
Question.When will Mary go to Suzhou? Eight. Do you have any hobbies, Alice?
Well, I like collecting stamps and coins. What about you, John?
I like playing football, but my favorite one is fishing. I go fishing every weekend.
Question. Which hobby does John like best? 请再听一遍。
Do you have any hobbies, Alice?
Well,I like collecting stamps and coins. What about you, John?
I like playing football, but my favorite one is fishing. I go fishing every weekend.
Question. Which hobby does John like best?
Nine. It's nice and warm today, isn't it?
Yeah. We haven't had a sunny day like this in weeks. I hope it will last.We are going for an outing on Friday.
I'm afraid the weatherman says it's going to change tomorrow. Cloudy on Thursday and rainy on Friday.
Question. What will the weather be like on Friday? 请再听一遍。
It's nice and warm today, isn't it?
Yeah. We haven't had a sunny day like this in weeks. I hope it will last. We are going for an outing on Friday.
I'm afraid the weatherman says it's going to change tomorrow. Cloudy on Thursday and rainy on Friday.
Question. What will the weather be like on Friday? Ten. The guests are leaving for New York on the 10 o'clock flight. We need someone to send them to the airport.
I'd be happy to.But my car is being repaired now, and it won't be ready until tomorrow.
Question. How will the guests go to New York? 请再听一遍。The guests are leaving for New York on the 10 o'clock flight. We need someone to send them to the airport.
I'd be happy to, but my car is being repaired now, and it won't be ready until tomorrow.
Question. How will the guests go to New York?
11. Are you doing anything tonight? I was wondering if you'd like to go to a movie or have a drink at the bar with me.
I'd love to, but I have to finish the report before 10 p.m. and email it to my boss. Thanks anyway.
Question. What will the woman probably do tonight?
请再听一遍。
Are you doing anything tonight? I was wondering if you'd like to go to a movie or have a drink at the bar with me.
I'd love to, but I have to finish the report before 10 p.m. and email it to my boss. Thanks anyway.
Question. What will the woman probably do tonight?
May I help you, sir?
Can I have a double room, please?
How long will you be staying here?
Just one night. How much is a double room per night?
300 yuan, including breakfast.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
May I help you, sir?
Can I have a double room, please?
How long will you be staying here?
Just one night. How much is a double room per night?
300 yuan, including breakfast.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? 13. Excuse me, I'd like to mail this box to China. How much is it, please?
$10.50.
How long do you think it'll take?
About 6 days.
Question. Where did this conversation probably take place?
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, I'd like to mail this box to China. How much is it, please?
$10.50.
How long do you think it'll take?
About 6 days.
Question. Where did this conversation probably take place? 14. You've been gone all afternoon. Did you find what you wanted?
I looked all over town, but couldn't find any tables on sale. They are so expensive. I guess I'll wait a while longer.
Question. What do we know from this conversation?
请再听一遍。
You've been gone all afternoon. Did you find what you wanted?
I looked all over town, but couldn't find any tables on sale. They are so expensive. I guess I'll wait a while longer.
Question. What do we know from this conversation? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
A man stopped at a flower shop to order some flowers. He wanted the flowers to be sent to his mother who lived 200 miles away. As he got out of his car, he noticed a young girl sitting by the roadside, crying. He asked her what was wrong, and she replied, I wanted to buy a red rose for my mother, but I only have 75 cents and a rose costs $2. The man smiled and said, Come on in with me. I'll buy you a rose. He bought the little girl her rose and ordered his own mother's flowers. As they were leaving, he offered the girl a ride. Yes, please. You can take me to my mother. She directed him to a place where she put the rose on a freshly dug grave. The man returned to the flower shop and canceled the order. Instead, he picked up a bunch of flowers and drove the 200 miles to his mother's house.
请再听一遍。
A man stopped at a flower shop to order some flowers. He wanted the flowers to be sent to his mother who lived 200 miles away. As he got out of his car, he noticed a young girl sitting by the roadside, crying. He asked her what was wrong, and she replied, I wanted to buy a red rose for my mother, but I only have 75 cents and a rose costs $2. The man smiled and said, Come on in with me. I'll buy you a rose. He bought the little girl her rose and ordered his own mother's flowers. As they were leaving, he offered the girl a ride. Yes, please. You can take me to my mother. She directed him to a place where she put the rose on a freshly dug grave. The man returned to the flower shop and canceled the order. Instead, he picked up a bunch of flowers and drove the 200 miles to his mother's house. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Stalls with fun faces. For some parents, family time includes playing sports and creating different games with their kids. Before Aaron's ends, it's painting. Dad Aaron had spent a year painting over 1,000 stones with his kids. His creative idea not only gets him to spend more time with his kids, but also puts a smile on faces across their hometown. The father painted the stones one of the 7 different colors to represent himself and his 6 kids. Then they painted silly faces on each one. All of the stones have different personalities, and they were painted in pairs. This means every stone has a twin. After they finished the painting, half of the stones were put together in a museum. The other half were hidden in different places and waited to be found. It's like a treasure hunt game, and people loved it. These funny faces have brought surprise to hundreds of strangers all over the town.
请再听一遍。
Stones with fun faces. For some parents, family time includes playing sports and creating different games with their kids. Before Aaron's ends, it's painting. Dad Aaron had spent a year painting over 1,000 stones with his kids. His creative idea not only gets him to spend more time with his kids, but also puts a smile on faces across their hometown. The father painted the stones one of the 7 different colors to represent himself and his 6 kids. Then they painted silly faces on each one. All of the stones have different personalities, and they were painted in pairs. This means every stone has a twin. After they finished the painting, half of the stones were put together in a museum. The other half were hidden in different places and waited to be found. It's like a treasure hunt game, and people loved it. These funny faces have brought surprise to hundreds of strangers all over the town.